Welcome to the TV Music Network podcast with Phyllis and Belinda. I'm Phyllis.
And I'm Belinda.
And we are here on episode 9 of our podcast. And today we are going to be talking about American Idol, the first season on ABC. It just wrapped up on Monday night. There was a 2-night finale Sunday and Monday with a lot of people on the show. And the winner was crowned, which was Maddie Poppy, who Belinda and I were both rooting for. We were Team Maddie all the way.
Yeah, we set our pick and she won.
Yeah, so that worked out. I was out so well excited. I don't know why. I was very excited for her, too.
But I was so happy.
I know. So, Belinda, we were at the show on Sunday to see, you know, the finale performances and stuff. And what did you think of, like, that night overall? They each, Maddie, Gabby, and Caleb, they each sang 3 songs. They each sang 3 songs. And I thought it was very well. Tell me what you thought of it.
Let's start with the original songs.
Okay.
They each sang an original song.
Uh-huh. And first they drew straws, or they drew numbers to see who was going to perform first, second, and third.
I really, really liked that. I really, really liked they drew straws and they kept it consistent the whole entire show through all 3 songs. The original songs. The first, they each had an original song that was written for them.
Right.
And, none of the original, let's start with Caleb. Caleb had an original song. It was written by, Jada Marcus, who is a member of the,
Caleb Lee Hutchinson.
Of the country band Rascal Flatts. And it was, you know, a country song. Sounds like a song that would be a hit on country radio.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy. I wasn't a big fan of the song, but it wasn't my type, but I could see others loving it.
Yeah, it was all right.
I think Caleb had some issues performing it, like he wasn't really comfortable, probably because he had just learned the song.
Right.
And, you know, they only had, you know, like a week or so to be learning these songs and getting them ready, or 2 weeks, and recording it.
Oh, so and then they went home, they did their hometown performance, so they didn't have as much time to prepare.
So I'm guessing, I think someone even told us like 2 weeks. But I think he kind of got a slow start, and he never caught himself back up. Like, he messed up and whatever, which probably made it a little worse that he did mess up, so he probably then lost his groove and caught back. So I thought his performance was okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was just okay.
Of that original song.
Right. Then there was Gabby's song, and her song that she had was written by, I don't have a list of those right in front of me, was white. Her song was another one. It's like she wasn't comfortable. One thing about Gabby, she usually is very comfortable on stage.
Right.
Like, she's very comfortable. She didn't seem comfortable at all. She saw I think she even said, I was like trying to look at the teleprompter. Like, they had the words up for them only because of that song.
Right.
If they needed it, because it was new. It sounded like she didn't have a groove.
Yeah.
She was just way nervous because it's new.
She lost her groove.
Or it could be too, when it's a song that you were singing for the show, this year I noticed a lot of the contestants had picked songs, and you see, now, I mean, it's probably happened all along, but you see it more because everyone has a YouTube channel.
Right.
Both of the songs they performed on the show were songs they've been singing for 6-7 months on YouTube. Like, you know every word, you know every move, you know every such, you know, all her moves are already planned, and here's this new song that you're not familiar with, that's hard to sing, you know, where you're going to stand, where you're going to move. So I think she kind of underperformed it as well.
Yeah.
She didn't mess up or anything like the Caleb issue.
Yeah. And I was still, stand Gabby for just like a moment. I still didn't get, like, her songs were inconsistent.
Oh, the whole season.
It was kind of weird. She's a country artist, and she admires Carrie Underwood, and Carrie Underwood's going to be her person. But then when she got to her hometown song, she sang, like, Don't Stop Believing by Journey, which is nowhere near a country song, nowhere near the kind of, like, feeling and stuff you can get. And then the other song that she did was a Miranda Lambert song, and it was good. It was okay. I mean, she's an excellent stage performer.
And we'll talk about that when we get to that route.
But I just didn't get that.
Okay, when we get to that route, we'll talk about it.
Okay,
and the judges had made a comment to the two of them, they were uncomfortable, they were so-and-so, so-and-so, they were pretty harsh on them.
Right.
And one thing Katie said, because one of the critiques has been the judges haven't been very harsh on them, and I agree with that. And they right. were being, you know, they were saying stuff, and the contestants were looking like, oh my God, especially Gabby. She was looking like, oh my God, I never heard these things, and whatever. So I thought, wow, this, oh, what are they going to say to Maddie? It's really hard. And then Maddie comes out, and Maddie sings her song. She's most comfortable.
Yeah,
she didn't
beautiful.
Look nervous.
I loved her. I think she
sang
had the better
it.
Of
she
the
had
three
the
songs.
Better song. Her song that she had
going,
was
going,
called
gone.
Going, Gone. That's, right. the, see, that's the one title I remember right off. And it sounds like Mumford & Sons met Phillip Phillips.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, Mumford & Sons met Phillip Phillips in the studio.
And had a baby.
And they brought out a background. And they had a little girl.
Yeah.
And it was...
Uh-huh.
Even
they heard her in the back singing. And they're like, hey,
yeah,
let's put
yeah,
the song.
They did Thelito yeah. Adams. Yeah, oh, there's a girl singing. Oh, come on over and sing the song with us. And they recorded it.
Right.
And I have to look up the songwriters. Because the whole time I was like, wow, are these the same writers that helped Phillip write his... It just sounded so close to
right.
Phillip's song. I was like... Uh-huh. Wait a minute. So, but I liked it. And she sang it and she did a good job. So I thought, well, I guess that shows a little bit difference. Then when Ryan, then at, then Ryan Seacrest comes out and goes, how did I best not? She goes, twice. It was just like,
yeah.
just, I was like, well, okay.
That was pretty funny.
So Maddie won a round one on that.
Yeah.
One.
And
definite.
Then too, I don't know. I didn't get it on some of the songs or the choices or something like that.
For the original songs?
Yeah, for the original uh-huh. songs.
Well,
I'm
the original
about
songs,
and I'm talking about.
But see, I think it's hard with them because I think those songs are given to them. Like they, I don't know. And I should have asked one of them. Is it like a? And I'm just the one that asked that question. Did you get a list of these four potential singles for you? You picked it out, and they helped you. Did they give you a list of your single? Darn, I forgot to ask that, but I will soon. I totally forgot to ask that
right.
question. But that's one thing I always ask about song choices and how many songs were, and that's a little different from their original song.
Right.
So I don't really know. I mean, none of them wrote the song. They were
right.
not in the writing process, so that's probably already a disadvantage to them. And I think all three songs sounded like their genre,
mm-hmm.
you know? I think all songs did sound like the genre they, you know, they are. But out of the three of them, the other two didn't, they didn't those two songs didn't wow me.
Yeah, didn't wow me either.
But... It could be just me, but
I don't think it was just you.
But Maddie,
either.
Yeah, but Maddie's song, I liked it. I liked it. I liked the setting of it. I could see myself singing it.
Right.
You know, I buy it.
Yeah.
I would buy it on iTunes.
Yeah, I buy it.
And
well.
It did really well on iTunes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was
she
right
really
up.
Good.
She was right up there.
She's
in
currently,
the,
yeah, currently in the top five.
She was
five.
Right there, and she was yeah top five. Round two. Which one do you want to go with for round two? You want to go for their reprise song?
Yes, reprise song because that was the order that they did it in.
Okay.
Yeah, song.
Let's do reprise song. You're right. Let's do an order they did.
Yeah. I don't know. The reprise song to me is a little hard because I think if you do the reprise song, and this is just my personal opinion, if I were on the show and competing
yeah.
and stuff like that, I would do a song that I did earlier
yes
in the performance early in the season so it wouldn't sound like it was a repeat or a retread or something
which what
like
Maddie
that
did.
Yes Maddie did do that mm-hmm. and I feel like Gabby sang a song that she had sang before and you just kind of saw it just like a
we
week
saw
ago.
It like 3 weeks ago
yeah that's the thing about this season
again
that's my one gripe
yeah.
with the season mm-hmm. is that it was too short
yeah
we didn't get enough there wasn't enough
I
time
have said that,
to
yeah.
like really like, miss it.
Get to know the people. And
although they did a really good job of,
yeah.
of you getting to know the people with that short amount of time that they mm-hmm. had. But still, I was just like, wow, I wish that it was a little bit longer or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, didn't we just hear the song, like, yesterday?
Yeah, we heard it like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's the way it felt.
So let's start with Caleb.
Yes.
Caleb did his song.
What did he do?
He did... He did
Keith Whitley.
Yeah.
Don't Close Your Eyes.
Yes. He did.
Okay.
He did that. It was okay.
Yeah.
He was back to being Caleb. He was
yeah.
in his style. I think that was a song that did well for him when
yeah.
he did it on the show.
But I've been
and
saying this about Caleb like all season long. He doesn't do anything
different.
Different.
No.
Nothing vocal.
He just comes out.
Yeah.
And sings it.
Here's my song.
He just comes out. Here I am. It kind of reminds me of someone.
It's like watching a rerun of
Who's not on a competition show? It just kind of reminds like you're at a little club, you know, hanging out, a little coffee shop, having you know, with your friends, and you're just sitting. And then a singer comes out and sings a couple
you're
songs.
You're at the state fair. And
yes.
I'm going to perform.
Before, but before yeah, you're comes, walking around you and you're getting your fry core.
At 12:30.
And you see him, yeah, and you're sitting with your friend.
Yeah.
And he's right there in the haystack. And he's, you know, not a, yes. you know, because a little Eric the fart. In the fair, and it's Caleb.
He's way at the front of the stage because the band, the headliner and stuff falling him, just him.
It's like
his
he
guitar.
Doesn't do anything different, he doesn't change it. Maybe that's his style.
Maybe.
And that could work for his fans.
And it could work.
You know,
totally.
That could work,
it's
for,
not
that
my
could work
cup
for
of
that
tea.
Could work for his fans though. And it just didn't it's like and I just think it would have been helpful if someone would have said, You look good, you know, that was your transformation. No, you look good, your song good, your stage presence
well,
good.
Well, he had a great transformation.
Just work a little bit on your vocal styling.
Yes.
If someone
exactly.
could lie on someone could have said that could have probably helped in the next couple of weeks. Because even when he did Prince, it's
not
the same.
But again, who am I saying? He did finish second.
That's true too.
Overall.
But
yeah.
He could have finished first. He could have done a little tippy, but we don't really know.
Yeah.
And then Gabby did the Miranda Lambert song, which we had just seen. And the first time she did that song, she killed it. The first time the song,
I
she was.
I swear, I don't remember. I feel like it was a different song, but it couldn't have been.
No, first time she did the song, she was all over that stage. She was going around. She was so-and-so. And I remember
and Katie,
all, they all stood up.
Katie said to learn, to go back there and teach them stage
presence. Yeah, Katie even said, you need to go back there and show them how it's done. I mean, she.
Right. Stage presence.
She killed
power.
It. And I knew people all over line were like, there's your winner, there's your winner. She sang it. She killed it.
Yeah.
And this time,
and did she peak?
It seemed like she was either thinking her head so bad from the first critiques or she was nervous. I know she had been sick.
She did tell us
I know
that,
she had been sick.
Well, we were backstage talking to her.
The day she did I Have Nothing,
right.
Which was the week before. She was sick.
Yeah, the Whitney Houston song.
And then
that made no sense whatsoever.
It's an inspirational
her
night.
Dedication
for
her mother.
Yeah. And then she, then they got on a plane and flew back and all that. So that could have affected.
Right.
That she just didn't get enough rehearsal time. And then again, you're in that rehearsal. You have a day off. And then you go home.
Yeah, and then they're in that machine.
And then you go home for 24 hours and you're eating with your family. You know, mama and grandma's bringing out the cake. And, you know, bringing all
you
your favorite
with your
foods
dog,
out.
You see your people.
Yeah, so you might not be actually at the hotel and studying. That could be something, too.
Yeah.
And then again, by that time, they're probably just drained. They've been week after week after week. But I would say, in a good sense, that's good. But obviously, it's to be ready because if you're a performer, you play six, seven songs a night.
Right. You get that whirlwind.
Someone's
thing.
Like, it's so hard learning two songs or three songs. But like, you learn eight or nine songs for a tour and whatever else, too. So I always think both sides of it.
Yeah.
You know, because I always ask the contestants what they're going to do on the day off. And every single contestant always says sleep.
Right.
It's always the number one. Sleep because you're following a schedule. People don't really understand what you see on TV.
Right.
There's like a full run through. They're leaving the house at 7 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, one through.
And you're watching
the
show at your house at 5 o'clock or 8 o'clock. You don't even realize that person has
been there since 7.
They have been at CBS Studio since that time.
Right.
So that's a long, you know, and then you do the whole rundown. So people don't really see that part. But I think that's, I think she just didn't have her group in that second. I was shocked. Yeah.
Do you think that
I was totally shocked.
That affected the votes for her?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
I think that affected it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I also think the judges making not-so-nice comments affected it.
I should say not-so-nice. Harsh critiques.
Let's reword it, because I've been, you know, the harsh critiques, hoping they'll do it again next season.
Yeah. I think it shook her a little bit.
I think it shook her.
Yeah.
I don't think it shook Caleb.
She was confused by it.
I don't think it shook Caleb.
No. I think Caleb's fine, and he's been hearing that. And I think that Caleb was like working and being coached.
Yeah. But I think it shook her.
Yeah.
And then there was Maddie. Maddie comes out.
I love Maddie.
And not so much.
I love Maddie.
And
I love her.
Yeah, I love her too. But not so much, and not just trying to toot Maddie for me because I'm Team Maddie. I'm going to say what I thought about every performance, whether I'm team person or not.
Right.
And for a long time, I never kind of want to say, because you don't want to, like, you're saying. But we said at the end, we have to pick who we think, and we both said, and I even said, should we say? And you said, yeah, we said Team Maddie.
Right.
No disrespect to Caleb and Gabby. You know, we've talked them all the time. They're great.
I know, I'm long and promising.
They're really nice people, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She just made it look simple. I mean, she comes out.
She did. And
she does her song. And she, you know, that never, they didn't show really swayed.
They didn't show her style.
Yeah, they didn't show the whole thing when it originally aired. She just, I don't know. She just, it's something about. I mean, she sang it, and it was just like perfect.
Yeah.
No notes were off, and she just, she didn't, I think, to me, she never changed her style, and she was very adamant about that.
Right.
And I think the other two
changed. I think she was the most comfortable as an artist, number one. And I think the other two were just like, oh, they always had it on their mind that there was a competition.
A competition.
I'm going to perform. I'm going to do this. I got to do this. I got to do this. This week I have to do this. This week I have to do this.
To me, they kind of changed their style.
I don't think Maddie had that
idea in mind. It's not a little bit changed their style. I mean, Gabby definitely. I think Caleb will probably a little bit change some song selections, just thinking I got to get votes and I got to go so and so. Like he probably, to me, it seems like he's probably thinking, I really want to sing Going Down to by Alabama, but people aren't going to know it.
Too, him getting healthy or him with, you know, during his transformation, losing all the weight and stuff that he did. I'm sure that probably affected it too, because you're focused on like, I got to work out, I got to do this, I got to do that. Maybe that took him, take him a little way off of the competition that he didn't think, oh, I need to work on my vocals. I need to work on my so-and-so as
that could
much
be true. Yeah.
As he did. That's one
that
of the
could
things
be true.
I
you
thought.
Never know.
Yeah, and then it's one of those things, too, where it's like Gabby, I kind of feel like she thought, well, I'm ready. I don't need to do anything else. All I need to do is just pick out my song, pick out what I'm going to do with my hair, pick out whatever, and it's like, no, you got to do more.
And another thing I noticed when I went on her YouTube, pretty much every song she performed, she has like a cover of it. So she's probably like, I have sang that 500 times.
Right. So she felt like she didn't have to change
it. I felt more comfortable about it. I
and
to change
she didn't grow as an artist.
And she probably should have changed it, you know.
I think she could have done something to
that's
make
my thought of it.
Grow.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. That, you know, that's my thought on it. I mean, I do.
No, you don't know.
No.
You're making a good guess.
No, I'm making a good guess. But I do remember one thing she said to me after the finale, because when they originally said she wasn't doing any press, and then they came, then she showed up
when
to
she
do
got
press.
Voted off third.
Yeah, they were like the third one. She's not coming out. She's not doing any press, and I think it was kind of a disappear advantage to her. But they told us before she wasn't doing any press. No, they said the third runner up, no matter who it was, wasn't doing any press. So everybody's like, oh, okay. Then when it ended up being her, which ended up being the surprise shot, everybody's like, oh, wait a minute. How come? Why not? And that's probably, and I know she's starting to do some stuff now, so I thought it's probably like a little disadvantage. It's probably going to look like, you know, that. But anyway, but when she did show up, there was a few of us left, and we talked to her. She said, one of the questions was, would you have changed anything or whatever? And she said, I would have changed the songs I picked. I would have changed the Journey song, Don't Stop Believing, and I would have changed the Whitney Houston song from the week before.
Right. And I think, I think part of it is like she heard like the criticism.
That's another thing, too. That can, get you,
and
too.
What happened. Yeah, so I think that's why she would change and regret them. But I kind of feel like if she had, again, it's not like growing as an artist or something like that, in my opinion. I don't know. If she didn't get that negative feedback, or that, I don't think she would have said that.
Yeah, I don't think she would have said that. And then I said to her, I would have picked, for her reprise, you know, song, I would have picked the Prince song. Because that's such a different style for her.
Right, exactly.
And whatever.
And it was, and it
she,
worked for her.
Yeah, she worked for her, I thought. And it made her stand up because she could be singing R&B, because she kept saying, I think I got to quite a chance. Singing, you know.
Yeah,
and
that was who you sang.
And she was singing on that song. And then she said to me, she goes, oh, the Prince one. She goes, oh, I don't know, because that was very, very hard to sing, she said.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then she admitted how she was
because
sick
she
and whatever, all
and
that.
She wasn't comfortable.
And she wasn't comfortable in it. And I was like, oh, well, you just said what my sister said. She thought you should have been singing the Journey song.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Right.
But, so that's what I thought with her. But Maddie just made it look so easy. I don't know. She just made it look so easy and comfortable. And the judges gave her good comments. And I thought, this is really going to help Maddie's vote. Yep. Then we had the
I make a little joke, too. She's like, I like her, Maddie Poppy, whatever. She's a white girl with guitar.
Exactly.
Yeah,
she even made a joke about that one day back.
Because Idol traditionally has been the white guy with guitar. WGWG, and here she is, white girl with guitar.
She even made a joke about that one time backstage when we were saying about Idol, when she said, when we asked her about busting out the piano out of nowhere.
Yeah.
She had never played the piano on the show. You never knew she played it. And she said, oh, I want to do something different, because when I used to watch Idol,
right,
and you would see this person, and you kind of knew what they were going to do every single week,
yeah,
and she goes, and
she
I would be like,
stand out.
Here the person comes, they got the guitar, and so on and so on. Yep. She goes, and she made the comment. It was like a joke. I don't be just that girl with the guitar.
Yeah.
So then she thought, I'm going to play the piano.
Right.
Show something different. And then the week she goes, like, whoa, here's Mandy playing the piano.
Right.
On, you know, another compares to you. So, so that was her song. So then we had the third song, which is the final performance of the night. And I'll try to keep it short. The final performance of the night was them picking a song that is dedicated to their...
Dedicated to their hometown.
To their hometown. And I think they picked it themselves.
I know
back in the past, they would have a producer would pick it. You know, when do they have, like, Clyde pick it? When they have Simon.
Those days were over.
Those days are over, you know, because they're involved with the show anymore. So I don't know who picked them. I think they picked them. Oh, they did pick it themselves.
Yeah, maybe they...
That's right, because each one told me.
Coach, I don't know, something like that.
Because each person said why they... Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out questions that I have the answers
to. So what I liked already, too, was they went home.
Yeah.
Each one went to their hometown.
Yeah.
And those are always... Those always get me. I think they're always so cute.
They
always
get you.
Emotional.
I love them.
Caleb seeing his family.
Yeah.
Them going
when
back.
They go to the house. When they go to the house and then you see his house. And it's
his radio day.
In the radio day.
The whole day and stuff.
And you see the dog
really
comes out. And and I always say they're not going to get me. And they get you.
Yeah. The only thing that I always miss, and I think I missed it from all three of them, I always want that scene where Almost Famous. You've been on the road, you've been wearing something, and he goes home, and the first thing he does is goes to his room
and pops on the bed.
I want that scene.
I'm sure there probably is that scene.
Yeah, I know they probably just didn't.
But I'm sure because of time, they're probably like, get off that bed, you gotta get dressed, you gotta be ready at 4 o'clock.
But yeah, I just want that scene, but I thought it was just so cute because you see the hometown and how proud everybody is of them.
And when they got on the plane, they walk up and on that private plane, and they got the gift from Macy. I'm thinking, wait, are they all in the same place? Like, Southwest going to land down and drop one, I'll come back and drop the other one. I had to laugh at that. I don't know how they, but it was just kind of cute.
Yeah.
And then when you see, that was Caleb, and then you see Maddie, and you find out she's like 22 people in a classroom.
Yeah, like 22
and
people? Who has 22 people?
When you
and
go.
And they're like graduating class.
I've been to Iowa, and you go.
That's how many, were in my
I've been to Iowa. When you're traveling and touring, you go to cities, and you see, and you're like, we've already passed 5 cities. Like, what do you mean?
Because
I'm used to being in a big town.
Way too small.
Yeah, so that's what happens in those cities. I mean, you see her in like 22 in a class, and they all show up, and here's the high school, here's my high school, junior high school, middle school, and so on. So they're all together in one school.
All in one school.
But from to see, then you saw 1,000 people showed up there, and you're like, where did they come from? All of the county came.
Yeah, they're cheating.
Iowa to see her.
10,000 people.
And you see that, and she was like, I'm not going to.
She was like the state fair.
Yeah, as she said. And she was like, I'm not going to cry and all that. And then when they went to Gabby, who's from right outside of Pittsburgh, that was a little bit different because Pittsburgh's a major city.
Right, exactly.
Everybody came down, and she was like crying. And you saw, then they show like the whole family's there, and you know, all this stuff. And whatever, and then you see hers, and she was all, so that was, and that got you too.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not going to cry.
And another thing that gets me too, I just love it. There's just something about American Idol, and I'm so happy the show's back.
Oh, God,
I can't even
go
over and say how happy I am.
How did we ever make it those 2 years?
Yeah, exactly.
How did we make
it? Who knew? Anyway, we made it with the hope that the show was coming back.
Someone actually said, what are you going to do that Idol's off? I'm like, well.
I know. Like, I'm going to
be okay, and it's back.
Yeah. But they had the families there all during the show.
Yes.
So when you saw the package, you
got
to see them.
You knew the family.
To talk to them. I feel like you knew
everybody. And there's Maddie with the dad on stage. And
it's
that
hometown feeling. You kind of feel that whole thing. And I always love that about that show.
Yep, they bring the family
another
in.
Another show who will not be named.
Yeah.
It's cold. You don't get that same kind of feeling, that same kind of reception. You don't get to...
You just see them in the audience when they clap before you sing a song.
Yes. And you get to...
Before someone tells you
everything. Yeah. And you get to know... You get to know them. It's like with Idol. You saw Katie. You saw Katy Perry. You saw Lionel Richie. You saw Luke Bryant. And they seem like they really, really cared for these contestants. Not that the other ones didn't. No disrespect. But you could see more of the personal connection and interaction and the genuine love and feeling for the show. And Ryan. Can we talk about Ryan Seacrest?
Yeah.
That brings it all together. And everybody knows him. And this is like, everybody's 16th year of seeing Ryan on television. So it has that old home kind of like feeling.
And one thing
that's what I love about
One thing people don't see, and I'll make it really, really quick. so we can get back on the show. Well, many people don't see about that show, and I didn't realize it until we went back. I mean, the first time we go back to the party, it was a top 14 celebration. That's the first time back.
We met the,
and top 14 we're in there being the top 14, and Patrick, who's worked on the show forever, comes up.
Yeah, you see the crew.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And all of them are annoying us, and he's telling us, these girls have been here forever, and da-da-da, and so-and-so. And I'm like, you're and then this was that person's back. This person's back. And I was like, wow. And they were, like, excited. And, you know, then they had worked on some other, you know, some other shows in the past. But, like, a team of them had, you know, I know some didn't come back and some relocated. Because, you know, when the show's over, you don't think I'm going to, it's going to come back. And he was the one that had said to us, it's going to come back. And we're like, oh, okay,
Sure. And I always knew it was going to come back.
He was like, well, it's coming back, and I'll be here. I said, okay, and I'll see you when it comes back. So I had to make it come. You were the one who said that. And it actually did come back.
Even when I stopped at you, like, Trish and Megan, the executive producers, they said the same thing to me as well.
Like, they always knew. They always knew. It was coming back. And Fremantle is one of the companies that they're still with them. Even though the show's no longer Fox, they're still with them. And people don't see that. And that could be some of the reasons, too. And just how the staff people have been, like Michael Orland's been around. And then, and then the thing.
Oh, and then Karen.
Karen.
Oh,
Karen
dimmed
the lights. Everybody knows Karen dimmed the lights. Yeah.
Exactly.
And then the real cute thing they did on Mother's Day when they actually put all the mother's names of all the people on the show.
Yeah, they listed all the mother's names in the
Everyone in the credits.
I thought that
and
was
that was
adorable.
Just such adorable. And I had to keep watching it back and finding names and everything
else. Yeah, that was a great tribute to Mother's Day. It's like, it's family. It's like a family show and you feel more about it.
So the way they do that package, it was just like so focused on the contestants. I just loved it. But the last song. What we were talking about, the coming back, the homecoming.
Right.
So Caleb did his song, and...
it was a Johnny Cash song, Folsom Blues, Prison Blues.
And that
was a very great
That worked.
I liked it.
It worked for him. Mm-hmm. He knew his place. He felt comfortable. Right. He looked like, I've been singing that song.
Yeah, I know and it's hard to develop.
Singing that song.
So he's had more time
to
mature that song.
I'm not playing in a small corner at 12 o'clock in the fair. I'm on the main stage.
Uh-huh.
I got my band.
7:30.
Yeah, I may be coming and playing a set, but I'm on the main stage.
Yeah.
It was ready. He looked the part. He played the part. And I like that he wasn't like, because sometimes people start singing songs and they bust out the country hat. But you don't have to do all that. You're wearing a black suit. You're looking like, no.
Let me friends. Let me stud. Let me do it. No. Let me be a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
I can't see my face. I hate that more than anything.
Yeah, but he just looked like, this is me. And there was some country
artist.
And
he had his little Caleb Lee Hutchinson.
His Caleb Hutchinson. That's a family thing. And he looked like this, because sometimes, you know, they get the stereotype that you have to be that. And there's tons of country artists that don't wear the hat. Some wear the baseball cap. But I like that he was, a lot of times when they sing songs like Johnny Cash, they get that. We kind of come out like this. And it's probably not the artist. It's probably the stage and the show and the decorators. So it worked. It totally worked for him. Totally worked for him. And then there was Maddie.
Oh, so cute.
Oh, I'm sorry. Should we do Gabby first?
Maddie.
Okay. Maddie. Yeah, let's do Maddie first. Maddie sang Landslide.
Yes.
When I saw she was going to sing it, because Idol told
her.
One thing I like this year, they told you the songs in the band. You went searching for them. I liked Idol. Put on Twitter. And I thought, Landslide.
Nice spoiler.
Wow.
So good.
Landslide.
Simple.
Fleetwood Mac.
Very, you know, the
Stevie Nicks vocals.
Yeah.
Stevie Nicks, that song is like years old and it's such a classic. And
it's
people know it. People know it for all generations.
Right.
And
it's one of my favorite songs.
I don't like people covering it because I'm always the person that like covers all that too. The Dixie Chicks did a beautiful job with it.
That's my favorite version of Landslide.
And
it's the Dixie Chicks version.
Minus Fleetwood Mac, but but that is a show that you
the
see,
way you said it.
Yeah.
You're like, do you really didn't just say that?
Yeah. But people always sing it. It's a popular song on reality show. You see it a lot.
Yeah.
And it's a matter. Some people can do it really well. Some people can't do it well.
That's the kind of song that it's a great song and it's simple enough, but it's strong enough that you can have a moment with it.
Yeah, and she just. I mean, she didn't change the melody. She didn't. Sometimes they rearrange it and all that. But she put her own twist to it.
Yeah.
And she had her guitar, and she just stood there. And like I said,
just
all performances,
beautiful.
You don't have to roll over the stage. You don't have to do the, you don't have to go back and forth, put the mic. Do it.
Sing it with me.
Just stood there. Yeah, sing it with me. Mm-hmm. She just stood there. She had a guitar. I was hoping she wouldn't sing it with the guitar because she had played the guitar in the first two. Uh-huh. I was hoping she would just sit there and had her hands moving.
Yeah.
But she did with the guitar and it just was strikingly.
It was flawless.
Flawless. Right. I mean, no. And she's, I think, I
A
think.
A plus plus.
I think, I'm not 100% sure. They think, never mind. I was going to say who had the most, you know, just practice and experience. But I know she's probably played shows. But anyway, just spotless.
Yeah.
And I forgot. Luke said, this is the reason why I signed up to the show. Lionel said something like, I'm proud for you, whatever.
Right.
But Katy Perry, because she was the close of the night.
Yeah.
Pulled out her cell phone and said,
yes.
I'm voting for you.
Yeah.
And they were like,
that was
well,
like
that's
the
endorsement.
Statement.
That was a big endorsement, and I was surprised.
And no, you got to say what probably led to it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which is why I should have went second with that. I'm surprised she did that. It's very rare you see a judge.
I wasn't surprised she did that.
It's very rare you see a judge that would just say that. But then again, back in the day, Simon Cowell would say, you can win the show, you're going to so-and-so.
Yeah.
So it has been done.
Oh, yes.
Totally. I know Katy got a lot of criticism. Katy's got criticism all season before the other.
Yeah, but, just because she's Katy.
Yeah, but I could see people thinking that was a raw move for her to do. And she probably got a lot of criticism because of that.
Right.
But someone had said that she really didn't vote because her phone wasn't going to work and all that. You know, when she picked it all up. Maybe she was probably going to do it. And probably, you know,
but just the fact that she said
That was like an endorsement.
Yeah.
She is telling you to vote for her. And the Katy Caps are probably like, we're going with you.
And then you know what happened, too. Well, let's talk about Gabby.
Right. Before that, Gabby comes out.
Yeah.
And we knew her hometown. And she's singing Don't Stop Believing.
By Journey.
Now, you know Journey's one of my, I'll keep that real short. That's a whole different podcast. Journey's in my all-time favorite band.
Right, exactly.
Steve Perry, I call him. He's been nicknamed The Voice.
Right.
He's one of my all-time favorite singers.
Ever. Right.
And of course, I don't like people singing covers.
Of course you don't.
And I don't want anyone singing that song but him. However, that song is everywhere. It's bigger in life now than it
Sopranos,
was then.
Sopranos, Glee.
People sing it. People have sang it on reality. It's been sang on the Idol tour. It's been singing on the Idol show. It's been singing on other competitions.
Everybody knows that song.
And then we also have Arnell, who's the front singer of Journey. We have him singing it.
Right.
Everyone is singing it nowadays, except Steve. But anyway, so Gabby picks the song, and she's dedicating it to her hometown. And I think she said it's because you need to believe in yourself. It just seemed like
and
the
I
honest,
like it. And I loved it. Yeah. I like it. But then I was thinking, why'd she pick that song? Because I thought she was a country
singer.
Girl.
And I'm thinking she probably picked it because she probably didn't want to show our country to show she could do other stuff. She's like, she wants to be a pop country, and she wants to show that. But there could have been other songs to sing.
No. Yeah. I think she had a motive for picking that song.
Yes.
She picked that song
it was calculated.
For votes so that she could win. There's no way she picked that song.
I think she was thinking, and
I'm in a competition, and I got to win. What's going to help me win? You know what? I'm going to sing Journey.
And the reason why you sing Journey, it's a family song, everybody knows it.
Yep.
You sing it for the demographics.
Yep.
Because you're going to get the older audience.
Yeah, I told you.
You're
going to
get the parents.
I think that song is the definition of a stadium song.
Yeah, you're going to get the parents.
Yep.
You're going to get everyone who knows it, Everyone knows the words.
Yep.
Everyone knows whatever. It's going to go to all audience. I think it was very calculated, and maybe you should be calculated when it comes to that. It just didn't make
sense
with the connection. Same thing I felt about I Will Have Nothing. It seems like she's picking these songs. I don't know if someone's helping her pick these songs, or she's picking her stuff.
To me, it seemed like she was trying out for Miss USA and
not
for American Idol.
And when you have to pick that song and you come out, that's
you pick
it.
You pick as many songs as you
and
want.
And one thing I noticed
now
is she was singing it.
Now there's the challenge portion. Now he's the bathing suit portion. That's the way it seemed like to me.
There's been a lot of talk about her being Carrie, her being Hector Aranda. And I didn't see it until the second night of the finale show, which we had to talk about.
I thought
about
it all the time.
No, not those two. I thought Juliet Barnes from Nashville.
Her hair.
It was always a third person. I couldn't put it in. That's it. It's like she's trying to be those three people.
Yeah, the character from the television show.
Television show Glee. Nashville.
Yes.
And it might be.
Played by Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah, I think it might be that she's trying to, if she's young. So she's probably is imitating them because that's who you know. And she's come onto her own. But
I think she knows who she wants to be as an artist.
But that's what I mean. I could
that's
be wrong.
That's what I think.
But the two things that really clicked about that was her performance of Don't Stop Believing. She sings the song. I didn't think
it was that great.
I didn't think it was that great.
Right.
Once again, I thought she also had lost her way. She did not perform good. Yeah, and she got,
as what Katy Perry says, on that
show. She did not perform well on that show. And I could be because she was sick, nervous. I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
She's the one person I thought can perform.
Yes.
I'm not saying that no one else could, but I knew she's going to come out with you lights on, that she was going to get the thing.
Right.
So then I'm singing the song, and I'm, you know, of course, I'm already going to be more critical because of this journey, but right. I thought you would be really, really judging it the right way, and I have to ask you the opinion on it.
I mean, I can be unbiased and objective,
Exactly.
I didn't think it was that great.
And the next thing you see, after it's over, Steve Perry's there.
Yes.
To make a long
Steve Perry from Journey.
Yeah, who we mentioned.
Sitting in the audience.
Sitting in the audience with her parents.
Right.
To make a long story short, Steve Perry is recording a new album, and you don't, Steve Perry, people call him like a reckless. He doesn't, he's not out, he's not around, he's not everywhere.
Right.
He's not nothing. So when people, when you see Steve Perry, you're like, Steve Perry's out the house. Oh my God, where was he?
Yeah.
You know, you just don't, not saying he's locked up in a house somewhere, you just don't see him in a public place.
Right.
But here he is, an idol. Now we know he has to clear the song. As a song, anytime that song is, he has to clear for every single show. They have to get his approval. They have to get the writer's approval.
And he's very meticulous about it.
Very particular. Because he mentioned
when
stuff, he turned
had
it down.
For Glee, he had to see the pilot.
He had to see the pilot before
they cleared
it.
Sopranos, he had to see
the
episode
before
they,
he approved it.
Right.
I guess the other writers that are in the band, the other Journey writers had approved it right away, and he's like, no, he has to approve
it. Right, he's the final
so
one.
So my guess is...
And it's a big deal for him to, to approve something.
So my guess, as I've always said, I think the powers that be, which is the producer, I think that she was the chosen one, and she got that song, they had to clear it by Steve. I think they invited Steve to come down.
Yeah.
To me, they kind of put him on the spot. It's like he came in, they put him in a seat.
Well, they were so surprised that he was there.
Yeah, he had to show up. Oh my God, and then they had the judges go like, let's have Steve critique you. So he's like, they put him on the spot.
Well, because they were very surprised that he was there.
But I just seemed like, why couldn't he come on Monday night with the rest of the celebrities?
Yeah, because it gave...
And they said, oh, this is your surprise.
He endorsed her. Said that it was
and
a great performance, one of the best performances of the song that he's ever heard, what he thought.
And he said, it's... Right. He goes, oh, that's the most amazing, I think he said the amazing or one of the most, I think he said amazing, most amazing performance I ever heard. The first thing I thought was, okay, what about Jeff Scott Soto? What about
What about Lea Michele and Corey Monteith from Glee?
Let's just talk about the members of Journey.
Yeah.
The members of Journey who sang that song,
right.
Dean and the other Steve.
Yeah, right.
And Jeff Scott Soto and then the current singer Arnell.
And then what about you?
What about
about your
yourself?
Own performance? Yeah.
What about the American Idol season 8 tour?
Yeah.
What about Glee? What about people who say that? I'm like, I want to say, really, Steve, that's not the best version you ever heard.
Right.
It's not.
I think he was being nice.
He was being nice.
What was he
going
to say?
He's made his appearance, and then they say, oh, he goes, I met your parents. They really love you. But he's like sitting in the family booth. There's only four people on that.
It was like, it was like an endorsement.
It just seemed an endorsement
for her.
And I thought, I just didn't like, I felt very uncomfortable about it, but then I was reading people on social media. People on social media were like, where was Kayla surprised? They had a letter.
Yeah. It seemed like that night, Gabby had an unfair
advantage. Yeah.
Because the artist himself of the song endorsed
it's in
her
the audience.
And said, oh my God, best performance you ever heard. So they're thinking, oh my God, we want her to win. Here's our endorsement.
Yeah, here's our endorsement.
Winning. Yeah.
We brought him out. And it just reminded me of another season when they
It was unfair.
Yeah, I thought it was
unfair. Well, anyway, so then we get to that second night.
Yeah.
Monday night, the actual final finale show. It was a really, really great show.
It was amazing.
There were so many artists that were there. Patti LaBelle
so
was there.
Amazing, yeah.
Yolanda Adams, Bebe Rexha, who we've seen 1,000 times. Gloria Carr Jr., Darius Rucker,
Nick Jonas.
Oh my God. It was a really show. Yolanda Adams and stuff. And they were all there, and they were all live. All there that night.
All there live. And I actually participated, make it real short, in the opening number.
Maybe give a SAG credit with that.
Maybe I'll find out. I got to try it.
Yeah,
I can put myself in there in opening credit.
Yep.
Although I couldn't find myself on TV. But I'll go back I'm going to scam it and find it. Make a long story short. At the beginning of the show, as you saw on TV, Lionel Richie opens up the show.
Yeah,
you know, he opens up the show. He sings All Night Long. They bring out the top 10 contestants.
It was great.
Then they show
the
judges, and they're dancing.
And he sang it live.
Yes, he sang it live. And then Ryan Seacrest goes, and he comes all the way through the whole production.
Oh, right.
He does his whole...
Lionel Richie started. He opened the show, and then Ryan started the show from backstage.
Yeah, and he goes from the control room all the way to the stage. To every single area to back on the stage. And
along the way,
he stops all these places. And they had originally said, you know, when we got there, we get in, we're like, oh, you guys are here right now. We're going to put you guys here. We're going to do this opening number. We need you guys to stay there, put all your stuff away. And I'm like, I'm trying to get some food real quick for the show. What's going on?
So right.
Come, everybody, come up. And no one knew what was really happening. And they're like, we're going to put you guys in the opening part. It's a run-through and whatever. And I'm like, what are we doing?
Right.
So they said, we're supposed to just clapping and cheering and all. I'm like, okay. So I thought, all right. So we're all like, okay. And just talk amongst yourself and pretend like you're having a great time. And I'm like, we're going to have a great time because Lionel Richie's performing live. You ain't going to tell me twice.
Right.
So we go through the run-through. So I'm like, okay, I just walked in. I'm part of the skit. And then next we see Ryan. Ryan comes through.
Right.
And but okay, and then I thought these people that were standing were like extras. I didn't realize.
You didn't pay that much attention.
Yeah, I thought they were like, they hired some extras. They thought I was an extra and they threw me in here.
Yeah, hey, there you go.
Take your credentials off, hide them. And I'm like, this is like an award. This is like a, okay.
It's great.
I'm just going with the flow because we don't know what's happening. And then next thing I know, Mustard comes out.
Yeah.
And Mustard's who performed with Nick Jonas.
Nick Jonas, right.
He comes walking up and I have, you know, he knows who I am. And he's like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, oh, hey, Mustard. And then Glory Carr Jr. comes like, oh, Captain,
the dressing room's right there.
People are walking around, talking
still
to Mustard.
Didn't get it.
He's like, we're supposed to be standing around for some stuff. And then Nick Jonas comes out. And, you know, I know Nick's manager. And I'm like, you know, trying to find out if his manager's with them. And I'm just making my way. And another girl who was there, a reporter, goes, how do you know all these people, you know? But it was just kind of funny. We're thinking nothing. So finally, this time, the producers are like, okay, I need you guys to move over here, move over here.
Right. So and they had a long procession line.
So I'm still having no clue. Because none of us did.
So clueless.
Because they had did a routine.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, we go to get our things, and, you know, we go back. So they tell us to move. I move. We go in the back, and what happened was they had all the artists who were performing live come out.
Right.
Lined up. That's how I knew.
Right. So Ryan can greet them.
So Ryan can greet.
We got a great show tonight.
Yeah, what you saw on
Glory
the show.
Glory Clark Jr.'s here and Glory Clark Jr.
Jr. He goes to the whole thing and he ends with Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog.
Which everybody saw. He went to the side and he met with the three contestants.
Right.
That was great. It was such a great opening. It was so much fun.
It was just a great show overall, I think.
Other, you know, shows and these artists, everything's on pre-tape. And here you get every single person was live. There was one pre-tape, which was Katy Perry and Katy Turner, which they did the night before because of, but Luke saying live.
Yeah, I think that was one of the better.
That was because of the dress.
Night.
It was only because she had to change clothes and it's, you know, Katy.
Right.
They take that the very night before. And that was the only thing.
That was one of the better performances. Out of 100
performances
of the
here.
Right.
They all were live. But I thought it was great. What was some of your favorite performances?
Well, speaking of Katy Perry and Katy, hashtag Katy, I guess is her like Instagram name or something like that. I thought that was one of the better performances of the night.
I loved it.
I loved it, and it was so good. And I think what I liked about it, too, was she had said earlier in the season that she wanted to perform with her, number
Katy
one.
Kept forward,
and then the Katy Turner, very talented girl. But she had a problem with confidence. Annoyed the heck out of me.
I remember I did.
I didn't like her personality.
I didn't like it at all.
Nothing. I feel like she could still grow and stuff in that area. And, you know, she's an awkward teenage girl.
Yeah.
Who hadn't been an awkward teenage
girl?
Yeah.
I was waiting for her to do the Ugly Betty. I thought she'd come out and have the glasses off and be all. Because she's a cute girl.
But it was so good. It was like.
But when I met her,
but
she was really
sweet. What I was
thinking
was.
And she said yes.
About the performance, though, was here was this superstar.
Yeah.
One of the most talked about people, like, in the music business today. People are so interested in her love. Like, what's going on? What's she going to do? Oh, my gosh. She's got all these followers. And here she is. And she's helping nurture this young girl. And helping this girl gain her confidence, be whatever. And no matter whatever happens to Katy Turner, like, in her life, how far she goes in her music career, if she, you know, or if she doesn't even have a music career or something after that, she decides to become a regular person, she could always say, I performed with Katy Perry. She let her pick out the song. She helped with the arrangement and everything. They sang Pardon Me. It was like that was my favorite performance of the night.
I thought it was
number
great.
One.
I thought it was great, and it really surprised me, because like I said, Katy wasn't my favorite contestant on the show, but it was good. And that's what I like. I like when something surprises you, when you have one opinion and someone surprises you. I also really, really liked Gary Clark Jr. performed with Dennis and Cade.
Yeah, Dennis and Cade. They, and I call them the guitar boys.
They
the
just rock, had a going. Sort of rock it was guitar such a guys. Better arrangement song for them. I thought they killed it.
Right.
I also really like Journey.
Yes.
Singing with Nick Jonas Journey and Mustard. She looked like a superstar.
Yeah,
she looked was like ready. You would see someone.
She was like, you know what? Y'all need another person in y'all Fifth Harmony? Okay, sure. I can do it, but I don't need to because I can do my own thing.
She looked like you were at the Jingle Ball.
Yeah.
And Nick Jonas is going to do his 15 minutes, and she comes out, he's singing with her. She had her look.
Yeah.
She was moving. I mean, I
good performance, and I'm sitting here thinking, she has such a good voice. She's very talented. Good performance. I hope that somebody, Gatta. Calvin Harris. Calvin Harris. Somebody works with her and says, you know what? I need a vocalist for my song. But you know what? Becky G is too busy.
That's so it. It's David Guetta. Next time we see David Guetta.
Let's get her on the song.
Next time we see David Guetta, because he has asked us. If you can sing, I'll put him in my song.
Yeah,
David Guetta.
I wish I could sing.
David Guetta, if you're listening, we're going to hunt you down. You need to do it.
Yes, we'll find you, David Guetta. We'll make sure you listen.
Yeah, a last one. The last thing I really, really enjoyed was Yolanda Adams with Michael.
Yeah.
You know I loved Michael.
Everyone
loves Michael. He's such a sweet guy. We talked about
him. Oh, that was a good performance.
One thing I liked about the performance, and she told me afterwards, she worked with him and everything else. She didn't even know when he sang her song the week before.
Right.
They had contacted her afterwards. Someone had told her she was in Europe.
This dude, what the world
Someone
needs
had told
now,
her about it. Yeah, they was out. And I think she helped him. He was more calm. He was more comfortable.
Yeah.
She helped him with his enunciation.
They really... and mentoring session.
Yeah, and he was
artists.
So blown away by it. He said, I looked at this woman all my life, and here I'm singing with her. He was just so I can't believe I sang with Yolanda Adams.
Yeah.
That performance was just great.
Mm-hmm.
So, the eliminations. Oh, and Maddie and Kermit, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't be Kermit. Kermit's
so cute.
And really, really funny, when all the celebrities backstage before that show, everybody before was trying to get to Kermit to get a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was passing, trying, and they had to just take Kermit out. People were running, and I was one of them.
You know, one of the other things that too we should mention for the thing was it was such an all star performance. You can't talk about all of them.
And they went on and on and on, and bringing sets in, bringing sets out.
Darius Rucker sang with Kayla.
Yeah,
I
know there's too many.
There's way too many.
Baby Rexha.
Luke Bryan sang with Gabby.
Yeah, Luke Bryan performed.
Yeah, that was fantastic. He performed his own song too. And then, so cute, Layla Spring, the little country girl, and her little sister, who I'm not even sure how old she is,
seven or eight, something like that.
Yeah. Who is cute as the Dickens, the one that Katie gave the early tickets to come back in, 2028. They sang Blue, and Leanne Rimes
was a surprise guest, and they were floored,
And she sang with them and stuff, too. So, to me, it was just all, here I am supporting the next generation that's coming out. Here I am, this big, huge superstar. I'm supporting the next generation. Here I come.
And then, we can't let it go without mentioning Patti LaBelle.
Of course.
She's our last one. Oh, Patti.
Oh, my God.
Patti's a diva, number one diva. And she is such a diva.
She came out. She sang the song.
She came out
with Ada Vox.
Wearing a pantsuit. She didn't have to put on the big, fancy wig. She's Patti. Singing live notes.
She's
It was here's a master class. For you, Ada.
Yeah.
Everybody else out there.
Yeah. This
I'm
is how
Patti
you do it.
LaBelle.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. And Ada was just blown away to be singing with it. But it's really weird because when I saw that lineup, I thought, wow, this is it.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember lineups with Janet Jackson and Beyonce. And you compare it.
Yeah,
Prince,
you do compare it.
You know,
but then it's when you get to the show.
But it was the first season. It's a short season.
But when you see how warm it was and how genuine it was, how everybody seemed to be, it seemed... all about the contestants.
That is true.
Even though you
they
had
brought
these
the trip out, they brought
it was about the
families
the
out. There was time when they announced the winner. There was time.
There was so
and not
many
like,
people.
And the winner is
and
boom.
People were generally happy.
Off
and
show.
People were on the stage and stuff, singing with them at the end.
Yeah,
and stuff like that. It was just really
and
good.
Here's one last thing too.
Before we get to the eliminations,
and then. Every recording artist that were there stayed till the end.
Yeah.
And came backstage and congratulated the winners and
exactly.
did press.
And talked to the press afterwards
about
the show.
What was funny about it was that I had looked over for a second. I'm like, is that about that bad? Like, yeah. You know, yeah. I mean, she played later in the show, but it was something like, did he play 2 hours? I was like, what?
Yeah, everybody stayed.
Everyone came back, and I was like, they were congratulating.
Yeah, and it was a little different Maddie. Than some of the other shows.
It was just really, really
was
a good feeling.
That was pre-recorded in and out.
And it was a short season, so I know they probably couldn't do a lot. Who knows what they're going to do next season.
Right,
they get
with
the
more
bigger
time.
Season and more
right.
time and all this
and
stuff.
Time to plan because they're coming back for a second
yeah,
season.
Yeah, and they have time.
All
now.
The judges are coming back, yep. And so they all know and they have a time and they can plan accordingly.
Make a plan accordingly.
This was quick.
They were quicker going back and forth on tour.
Right.
And these artists have been flying in. The judges were flying in every weekend.
Yeah, Lionel's coming from Australia.
Yeah.
Katie's told us she came from Brazil.
Yeah, and Luke's, you know, and Luke was like, I was in Wisconsin.
Yeah,
so
I was
funny.
In Riverside.
Yeah, I was in Riverside. He said I was in Temecula.
Temecula,
yeah.
All around the world.
Yeah.
Katie's all around the world. Lionel's all around the world. And I came from Temecula.
So what did you think about the eliminations? Like, in the middle of the show, like, Malay showed the first out, the third runner-up.
Okay.
And I thought they did it better
yeah.
by saying who was getting a little,
right.
who was,
it was a little,
going
a little less
to
like,
the next round,
has,
not
has been
fire gone,
right.
get off the stage. Yeah.
Okay. I was shocked. Happy, pleasantly surprised and stuff, but I was shocked. When they said the few people that were going on and
yeah.
when Gabby got eliminated, I remember you texted me. And gave me that little bit of information because I was covering another show. You were covering that show because who puts them both on the same night?
Exactly.
Thank you very much, but we
yeah.
won't even go there.
That's a whole different podcast.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
a whole other
and
thing.
And we won't put on that podcast.
Yeah. But I was in.
I predicted it.
I was shocked.
I was shocked.
Very shocked, but. When
everybody was shocked. It was one yeah. of those, and there's been a couple times at Idol where they name a person and everyone's like, ugh.
Yeah.
And I won't mention the name.
A person who's like a front runner.
I won't mention names
all
because
the time,
of time.
Or considered a front runner.
And
I've
always said it. When you're front
early.
Runners and there's a lot of hype, that person gets the shocking yeah. elimination at third. And when they called
hey.
Kayla first,
right.
everyone was like, oh my God.
And third is not a bad thing. And not winning is not such a bad thing because you can name a list of people who are superstars now.
From this show
that
did not
win.
That's what
exactly.
I told her. I said, think about that list. I told her that. Did not
right.
win.
Right.
And
she was very disappointed. Very
she
hurt
looked.
Initially, but I think later.
She looked really
she realized,
disappointed.
Right.
I mean, when she was up there with her and Maddie, it kind of like.
Yeah.
She looked so shocked that Caleb got the first thing.
Yeah.
Maddie was like, oh, hi, I'm happy. And she yeah. was like, oh, my God. And it's the, and I don't.
Yeah, and she, in her head, I feel that she was thinking, oh, my God, I can't believe Caleb beat Maddie.
Yeah, because I'm
yeah,
going with Caleb.
I'm going to win.
I'm going with Caleb.
Because I know I've won.
She's
so
thinking,
I'm
oh,
shocked.
My God, season 10, Laura
right.
Lena and Scotty, it's going
right,
to be us
right.
two, and I'm going to beat him. That's I really think she thought she won.
That was like,
I really think she thought
that
she won.
Night before, Bobby Bones, he came back to mentor, and when he had that package and he was talking to them,
yes.
he asked her,
mm-hmm. What happens if you don't win?
Yeah, you think yeah. you're going to win. What happens if you don't win? And I think that was probably the first time
yeah.
that she thought it was possible that you
yeah.
know, maybe I won't win. Maybe someone else will
yeah.
you know, be the winner. I think that was the very first time. I don't think it ever crossed her
mind. And that's just our opinion. We don't know.
Yeah.
We really don't know, and like I
said,
she's a nice girl, and I don't want to make it like
yeah.
we're just going on her, but it just looked that way to me,
yeah.
and it, like I said, it's our opinion, it just felt that
right.
way to me, and it might be because she'd been told, she's been the front runner,
right.
she's been so-and-so, so-and-so,
right, right.
I don't know, but that was a shocking moment,
yeah.
but at that point, when she was eliminated, and Ryan said something, she took off, they
right.
showed her down the stairs, she was gone,
right.
Then it was Maddie and Caleb,
right.
and Maddie's like, I don't care who wins, so-and-so, so-and-so. And then at that point, I thought, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Caleb is going to win.
Remember, at one point, we were like, Caleb, you said Caleb can win this whole thing? And I'm like, Caleb, really?
Yeah, and everybody said Caleb, really? And I said, Caleb could win. We have seen this happen
yeah,
in previous seasons.
Yeah.
Someone got outperformed the whole night and still won.
Yeah.
I thought, Caleb, country male, country
yeah.
music, you know, white country music guy playing guitar.
Yeah, guitar.
He is going to take it,
right?
Just like it happened over, you know, Scotty and Laura, and other seasons too.
Right.
Other people, and Maddie's going to be the runner up, and I was okay with that,
right?
But then
I wasn't okay with any three, right?
But then, right towards the very, very end, and as they're saying this eliminated, it was like the longest time of your life. I was like so stressed.
Yeah,
I can imagine
how these
contestants feel. I know I take this way too serious.
You do.
I was sitting there like, oh my God, like shaking And everybody else is like, you know, you're all like, oh, my God. And
right.
even when Ryan mentioned Holly and Bowl, I said, well, Holly and Bowl, it's like, what Holly and Bowl? No one even heard that somebody was saying
right.
it.
All the potential things that the winner
she's going to be doing
the perform, get,
appearance,
right.
Yeah. And he goes, and the winner is, I kept thinking, I know it's going to be him. I know it's going to be him. I want it to be her. I want it to be her. And right before that, they announced they're dating.
Yes, Caleb and Maddie, they're a couple, which was really cute.
It was so cute. It was really cute the way they announced it, and they didn't want to make a big stink about it. It's really funny when you first met them. Every time we have seen them, they have been together.
Right.
I didn't think anything of it. Well, you're very close. You hang out.
There was another couple, Kate, one of the contestants, and Gabby was dating. Right.
Gabby.
And they were the couple that were getting all the attention. Everyone's talking, oh, let's talk about them.
I mean,
what's going to happen? All this stuff. And
Caleb, it became stories and press.
And Caleb and Maddie kind of flew under the radar.
Flew under the radar. Mm-hmm. And it's really funny, but when you think about it now, I'm like, I can totally see it.
Yeah, you can see it now.
Even one of the times we were backstage, he said something to her, and I was like, oh, how cute, he has a crush on her. You think nothing of it. You think nothing of it. And I hope it works out. I hope they do a duet. It was so cute that he would talk about her later. Like, he was just so happy that he got to see her win. And he was just like,
and
happy.
And they got to go through that experience together.
They had been together since Hollywood Week. They had gotten the groups together. Right. So you literally have been with these people, you don't see that. But anyway, so when they got to the thing in the very, very end, he said, the winner is. And I thought, it would be so great
if
she can take it. Because now it's just the two of them. Gabby's gone, the two of them. And I saw so much hype behind her. Her songs were on iTunes.
Right.
Everybody was rooting for her. Other contestants were coming out.
Yeah, people were coming out.
It was really weird. You really don't see that. Just
her,
flat out. Past contestants were on there.
Right.
Other contestants. And they said her name.
Yeah.
Everybody just went ballistic.
Everybody was happy.
Everybody was like freaking out.
Ryan was happy.
Judges.
Oh my God, I'm so happy.
We never see Ryan getting married.
Right there, dude.
Ryan's usually in and out. Ryan's backstage.
Yeah.
Somehow happy.
Having a great time.
And everyone, I think everyone was probably so sure at that point it was going to be Gabby. And then once they thought it was Caleb.
Yeah.
I think everybody.
That's when they hit the possibility.
Here's the one thing. When they say, who's rooting for so-and-so? Who's rooting for so-and-so? Maddie got the most response. And when they said it, people went,
they asked in the audience.
That
right.
was, besides the oh my God, Gabby's eliminated.
The gas.
Yeah, the gas. And then here's this big, but I think it was like, she was so happy and so modest. Like, she's just so. She walked back like, did this really happen? Am I going to wake up tomorrow? Just so genuine. And she just was the way she carried herself. And she was like, I haven't talked to my family. Because, they pull you right away.
Right, exactly.
She's like, I just want to see my dad.
Yeah.
You know, if someone found him. Is everything okay? And Caleb was just so, I felt, slightly felt bad for him was that when he was doing interviews after, it was Maddie. And no one was asking about, what are you going to do later? About the tour.
And I'm I hope we don't have one of those, one person rises and one person
we see that happen.
Yeah. I'm like, oh no.
But and it was like no one really cared. I remember I had said something about Bobby Bones said between the two of you, he thinks that Maddie won the night, Gabby's gonna win, but he's gonna have the biggest career.
Right.
And I told him what Bobby Bones said and he was like, wow, and I remember someone looked at me like, why are you asking that? We gotta get the scoop on Maddie.
Yeah, Maddie.
Don't be asking. We gotta talk about
can't find about their dating.
We can't be asking about something about his career. It was just kind of that kind of funniness of it. But he was so happy.
Yeah,
and
it was great.
And then talking to the contestants after, they were like so happy. They all talked about just how sweet she is and just
that
how
was
caring
really good
she
way
was.
To celebrate it in the season.
And then how she didn't change herself. And that's what I think. It seemed like everyone generally liked her. And not saying people don't like each other, but you ain't with these people.
Right.
I know there's some people that you probably start getting on everybody's nerves. Mm-hmm. It's like you toured on a tour bus.
Right.
And and
I think that wrapped up the season pretty well. One quick thing that I want to mention and stuff too, was they brought back some of the contestants that didn't make the top 10 or something like that. Noah.
Yeah.
The little boy wanted the alpaca.
Yeah.
The one that Katie was talking about with the wig and stuff. They actually adopted an alpaca for him, which I thought was just, adorable.
And I was coming up when he was coming up, and I thought, oh, my God, it's really an alpaca.
And then,
I knew about it just by chance. I was in the right place at the right time twice.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Then the promo that they did for the auditions for next year, it was so cute. They had that one guy, Trevor. Katie had that crush on.
And he's hot in person. Oh, he's hot in person.
They had Noah, and then they had Ada, and they were talking. They did a little parody of Hello.
Yeah.
Like they could have audition, waiting for the audition.
Yeah.
They had all the little things going on.
And they advertised season two.
At the end of that,
yeah.
They were telling you to vote for season two. You know, auditions are going to be coming, or I don't even know if they're going on now, but auditions are going to be very soon or something like that. I thought that was very cute. It was like all about the contestants.
Yeah, and the fact
like
that
a celebration of the season.
And the fact they brought Layla back, someone who did not make
exactly.
the top 14. They brought Johnny back to make the 14. They brought the Harper girl.
Yeah, we
the
didn't
Harper
talk about
Grace
that too.
Girl.
Yeah,
to actually
they had
bring
the
them back and do
showcase.
A acoustic.
The singer-songwriter showcase that Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Yeah.
I wish they would have brought Marcio back. And
yeah,
I wish they would have brought
to know about the circumstances.
And I wish, well, he did do the press junket that they did when they went to New York.
It was hard to get everybody, right?
Everybody. And I wish they would have brought Lane back. Because I'm thinking what's going to lead up to these people who are going to try out for season two.
I think
Harper will come back. I think Layla will come back. Noah will come back. I don't know. Trevor.
But I thought it was like.
I think
overall,
some of those are going to come back and they can use that spin.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't ready last year,
right.
And Lane was one. I don't know. Maybe he has other plans.
Anyway, I thought it was a great.
It was great.
Great performance. Great thing. Great all season.
It turned out
My only gripe is that it was too short.
Too short.
And that's about it. And I just look forward to next year.
I think next year is going to be great. We have our judges set, so I'm going to deal with that. Who's going to be in? Who's going to be
right,
in?
Right, exactly.
And
Ryan's set.
When they announced the judges, well, I was so excited about Lido, of course. I didn't know how Luke was going to work out because I love Keith. I didn't know how Katie was going to work out.
Right.
I think they came into their own, and I really liked it. Our show is back.
And then remember Lionel Richie? I love the chemistry between them. I love Katie and Luke. They're that show's version of Blake and Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Well, from The Voice, their little camaraderie, how they like play off of each other and stuff. I feel like that's
and it's like
Katie
a, and it's like
the echo
of Sully and Lionel's like children,
exactly.
Yeah.
They're like the twins.
Yeah, they're like
and
the twins.
And Lionel's
the
like, wait a minute, I'm the Papa Lido. I gotta get my people back on order and all that kind of stuff.
I thought it was great. They did a good job, and they spoke to after they talked to after the show, and they were saying what they were doing. And how their schedule. I think next year, now they have their schedule set.
Yeah.
They could be less busy. Hopefully, the show will be a little bit longer.
Yeah, and they'll be looking forward to the next season.
You know, and I'm sure it'll be a little longer. They can work out some kinks that, you know, didn't work out for them and some kinks that we didn't work out. Some kinks we love that's probably different.
Right. Exactly.
But overall.
Yeah, very great show.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that like wraps up this podcast and wraps up the American Idol season.
Yeah.
We'll be back all throughout different podcasts covering other shows. Talking about other stuff.
Got talent,
like that.
Can
so,
dance.
So look for us. Check out TVMusicNetwork.net. And you can also find me on Twitter at Phyllis_Thomas. And Belinda, where can people find you?
You can find me talking about American Idol.
Yes.
And all things all things music related at Belinda's LA Music.
That's great. And so that's it for this podcast. Thank you very much. And we are...
Bye.
Thomas Sisters out.
Thomas Sisters out.